right, it is the County 10 podcast. Jared and Shireen with you here, and we're joined in the studio by Ashley Strickland, the executive director of the Riverton Chamber of Commerce. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. You guys have a lot going on. We just got a notification in my email from the chamber that you guys are on the move.
We are. We have been talking about this forever, I think, before I came on as a director. And so now it still is just a temporary location because we are moving forward with some other really cool plans to build our own. But for now, the building is adorable and quaint and updated, and it's fantastic. I'm excited.
Where are you going to be located at temporarily?
So 111, I believe it's North First Street.
Okay.
but it's right across. It's that adorable little house right across from 80 Martin Lumber.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Yeah.
That's a good spot. What's kind of the decision to move? I know ultimately you want a new place, but what's the decision to move here temporarily about?
My board was really keen on getting a place that had some better parking and mm-hmm. stuff. You got to give kudos to that Salon 10 downstairs. They're hopping constantly, and so parking's kind of hard to come by sometimes. So they just wanted a building that was better suited to our needs. There's so much space up in the building that we currently have that's we're not utilizing, so we might as well offer that up to somebody else who can use it for their benefit and find a place that's better suited to our needs.
Well, this is kind of, you know, the start of, you know, the nice weather and continual nice weather, hopefully. And
fingers
so,
crossed.
Yes. So I know the Riverton Chamber has a lot of really cool stuff planned, but in particular, started up a couple months ago, kind of the soft start. Mm-hmm. But as the weather does get really nice, these become so popular. And it's so important because, you know, we need to support our businesses in yes. Riverton. We just have to. So First Fridays are a great opportunity for friends, family, you know, families to get out and do that.
Mm-hmm. Encouraging businesses to stay open and encouraging the community to come out and see what we have. It's actually really funny because I've lived here almost my entire life and there are still shops that I'm like, I had no idea that was there. Yeah. And because they're hidden and they have such personality and such character and there's lots of really cool stuff. So encouraging our community to come out and shop and see what's on, it's fantastic. I'm excited.
Well, the next First Friday for downtown Riverton should be May 7th. If my calculations are correct and I'm doing my math right there. But yeah, May 7th will be the next First Friday.
It'll be the First Friday, right?
Yes.
So whenever that day is.
Yeah, like you have a May calendar in your head, buddy. Come on now.
Yeah. Anything else that we should be aware of that's coming up? I know you guys are always busy planning events and I know you're busy with the move right now, but what's next as far as events?
There's lots of really cool stuff, community oriented, not just chamber oriented, mm-hmm. but like our soccer tournament's coming up. So please make sure that you guys are prepared. We sent out a lot of information trying to notify our businesses, you know, make sure your staffing's there. If you have deals, get coupons out, whatever creative thing that you want to come up with, partner with your hotels and your restaurants. They're going to see a lot of foot traffic. A lot of really cool stuff. Unfortunately, they're not going to have Day in the Park this year, but Happy Days is taking over for this year, so I'm really excited about that.
And I'm looking for the Roaster's Rendezvous.
Yeah.
I haven't had enough coffee yet.
Yeah, I have to be careful, or else I will be in outer space because, yeah, caffeine and me do not mix well. But
remember that.
Yeah. I'm excited about that, though, too. We have a lot of really cool new ideas that we would like to see implemented this year for the Roaster's Rendezvous. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Back up to the soccer tournament, because that's the thing we're all looking forward to this weekend. Yeah. We're talking over 1,000 people in our Fremont County communities. What does that mean for local businesses, for everybody that's involved, just to see that much potential foot traffic coming to town for a weekend?
I can't even quantify what that could potentially do for us. I mean, if you're talking just restaurants and hotels, $100 a night. And if you have a hotel that has 100 rooms at $100 a night, that's 10 grand in mm-hmm. just one night. And then you have restaurants, you know, I mean, it's amazing. And so, our community is really pulled together. We have a lot of really cool things. We actually, the chamber created, this kind of a cool postcard and it's got a couple different QR codes. So we have the walking art tour that's on there. And, we created a Google Maps that has like restaurants and museums and all sorts of stuff. And you can layer it. So if you just want to look for museums, you can see that. And then we also put the QR code on there for travel stories. I don't know if anybody has actually taken a peek at travel stories, but they have a lot of really cool self-guided tours on there. And it's all GPS based. So if, you know, Riverton, Wyoming, and you go 10 miles out of town and your cell service drops, you're still going to be able to do that
because
it's all GPS located. Good. Yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah. It's really cool. So, it's on average, we're looking at 3 to 4 people per kid, that they, all of these families that are coming in, and we have what, 90 teams that are coming in.
Yeah.
So it's just truly amazing. I'm really excited to see what this does for our community.
Yeah. I keep saying, I hope everybody's on their best behavior and
represent Fremont County. Children
get it to soccer tournament again next year. And then maybe some of these people want to come back to the area and explore more. So hopefully everybody gets the opportunity to do that. And if somebody may be new to the area, it's beginning of travel season, tourism season, can they stop in and see at this point, or busy with the move? Is that still a thing that can happen?
As far as what?
As far as coming in to get more information or getting acquainted with Riverton?
Yeah, we did a pretty semi-decent job of at least knowing where all of our brochures are.
Sure.
So we can pull some information out for you for sure. Yeah.
All right, it's very good. Well, we'll look forward to learning more about the move. Anything else that we missed or you got happening?
I think we're good.
Perfect. Thank you for coming in. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks for having me.